Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, The Gay Divorcee. The starring players...
This is Frank Sinatra.
This is Gloria DeHaven.
This is Edward Everett Horton.
And this is Spring Byington.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players and the Gay Divorcee through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures, Dwight Taylor, Cole Porter, Kenneth Webb, and Samuel Hoffenstein, adapted from the book The Gay Divorce by Dwight Taylor. It stars Frank Sinatra as Guy Holden, Gloria DeHaven as Mimi, Spring Byington as Hortense, and Edward Everett Horton as Egbert. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in The Gay Divorcee. This is the good old days, when Americans just went to Europe for fun. And that's exactly why Guy Holden is there. With an English pal, he's doing a famous Paris cafe. And the owner doesn't seem to approve.
Gentlemen, the check comes to 40 francs. I must insist.
But I just told you, we're taking the boat back to London tomorrow, and we both packed our wallets in our trunks.
We'll mail you the amount of the check, old boy.
I am sorry, monsieur, but I do not know you.
Oh, this is Egbert Fitzgerald. His father is Sir Frederick, the famous London attorney.
And I'm a barrister, too.
You? No, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but...
My friend here is Guy Holden, the American singer. Radio, musical, comedy, and whatnot. Of course you've heard of him.
Of course I have heard of Guy Holden, but... Monsieur Holden, can you identify yourself?
Well, you see, as a matter of fact,
Yes, you left your papers in another suit.
Oh, my word, Guy, I know. You can prove who you are. Just dash him off a cadenza or two.
Well, it's been a long time since I sang for my supper, but under the circumstances. Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon.
It is. It is him, Guy Holden. My apologies, monsieur. I tear up the chain. I wish you bon voyage to London.
It's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you.
Oh, really, Inspector, now isn't this carrying things a little too far, going through all my trunks? Messing up everything, all my pretty things.
I'm sorry, madam, it's for customs inspection.
Oh, well, if it's no old English customs.
Well, how much did you pay for this dress, madam?
That one, now let me see.
Where did you buy it?
Well, I bought it in, now, what was the name of that town? Oh, you know.
Paris?
No.
Lyon?
No, but you're getting close.
Nice?
Nice? Oh, yes. That's who I'm waiting for, my niece, Mimi. The poor thing has her life all mixed up. I came up to London to straighten her out.
Madam, I'm afraid you'll have to straighten this out first. I think we'd better go.
Auntie,
Aunt
Hortense. Mimi. Oh, you look wonderful. Did you have a good trip?
Oh, simply marvelous. Darling, there was a man in Paris.
Excuse me, madam. You'd better come to the office. We can settle the duty there.
Oh, but my trunk is all... I'll just close it up. Mimi, darling, stay with it, will you? Come along, my good man.
Good old Hortense. She hasn't changed a bit, sir.
Excuse me, miss. Can I be of service?
I beg your pardon.
I was just going by, you see, to have my baggage examined and...
Well, what stopped you?
Your legs. I mean, they're showing. I mean, that is, well, your dress is caught in that trunk.
My dress? Oh, Lord, and Hortense took the key.
Say, you're an American, aren't you?
I see no reason why that should...
I'm an American, too. Believe me, I'm happy to give you a hand. Here, would you like to hold my raincoat a minute?
Not particularly.
Doesn't look like your dress is caught too tight. Maybe I can ease it out. Maybe if I just pulled a little.
No, don't pull. Don't pull it. Don't. Oh, you. The whole back of my dress.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Here, put my raincoat on. Go ahead. It's all right. You can send it back tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. I won't forget this great service you've done me. Now, if you'll excuse me, please.
Hey, wait a minute. You didn't say goodbye.
Didn't I? Well, it's a pleasure. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I tell you, Egbert, it's love. It's love for the first time in my life.
Anyone I know, old boy?
That's just it. I don't even know her name, where she lives, or anything about her.
That makes it a little abstract, doesn't it?
I can just see how it will all happen. She'll send me a note. I'll call her up, ask her to dinner.
You're positive that she'll send you this little billy-doo?
No, but she'll have to send my raincoat back, and I'm sure she'll send a note with it.
Of course she has the right address.
Oh, sure, she... Hey, no, she didn't even ask me my name.
Oh, the thoughtless type, no doubt, huh?
Gee, maybe she was angry, because I tore her dress off.
Oh, impulsive. Impulsive, aren't you? Why'd you do that?
She couldn't move.
Well, that sounds very unsporting.
But, Egbert, you don't understand. It was purely an accident.
Yes, it usually is. Well, what are you going to do?
Start looking for her. I'll find her if it takes the rest of my life.
Cheerio. Good luck, old boy.
Why shouldn't I? What's so tough about that? There are only 3 million girls in London.
I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find
Miss, I'm looking for...
Excuse me.
Oh, miss, I...
Excuse me.
Oh, miss.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Gerald, there's a Mrs. Ditherwell here to see you with her niece.
Ditherwell? I don't seem to know it. Oh, my word, not Hortense Ditherwell. Oh,
Egbert, darling.
Oh.
Oh, Egbert, my land. You darling, darling
Aunt
boy.
Hortense.
Oh, now, don't be shot, Mimi. Egbert was almost my third husband. Or was it the fourth?
Oh, now, Hortense, please.
Oh, Egbert, this is my niece, Mrs. Glossop. I brought her here to see you professionally.
Oh, really? Have you a problem, Mrs. Glossop?
Yes, I hardly know where to begin.
Now, darling, I'll tell him. You see, she's very young. She's only been married a year and has scarcely seen her husband at all. He's a geometrist.
No, dear, a geologist.
Oh, well, what's the difference? He's no gentleman. Egbert, you know the type. Rocks and things.
Oh, really? He throws them?
Oh, no. Digs them.
Oh.
I've asked him for a divorce, and he just refuses.
Well, ladies, in that case, I suggest that we revert to a thingamajig.
A flagrantilicto? Like my second divorce?
Oh, exactly, yes. The details are very simple.
Darling, all you need is a hotel and a correspondent. Not that you write a line, my dear.
I'll supply the correspondent, of course, and I believe I know just the right place at the seaside, the Hotel Bella Vista.
Oh, excellent, the Bella Vista. And so easy to remember, too, I had a cook named Bella. Oh, no, it was a missus. No, a housemaid. On second thought, I think...
We'll go down at once, Mr. Fitzgerald. I feel very safe in your hands.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Glossop, thank you. I'll work my brain to the bone for you. Yes, indeed. Now, Hortense, now everything is clear.
Oh, yes, indeed, the Hotel Rosemont. Oh, no, that isn't it. But it was a girl's name. Now, don't tell me. It's on the tip of my tongue. The Maggie. No, the Nellie.
Here. Yeah, I've written it down for you.
Oh, the Bella Vista, of course. Well, that's what I said in the first place. Come along, Mimi.
Hello? Miss Higginbotham?
Yes, Mr. Fitzgerald.
Would you get hold of that Tonetti fellow for me? You know, the chap that we always use as a correspondent. And tell him to take the afternoon train and go to the Hotel Mary. The Nellie. That woman. No. The Bella Vista. Don't tell me. I'm putting him to work on another case. Oh, it's wonderful down here. Wonderful, isn't it, Guy? So helpful, too. Sea air, sunshine. Girls.
There's only one girl I want to see.
Oh, come now. The world is full of girls.
Not like her. She's music, Egbert. She's the murmur of bees and clover. She's water lapping on the shore.
Well, she's a strange series of sounds, isn't she? Well, now, come on, Guy. There's no use in moping. You may chance across her again.
I know I will, and it won't be chance. Chance is the fool's name for fate.
Oh, my. Chance is the fool's name. Oh, I say, that's not bad at all. Where'd you get that?
Oh, it's a line from my last radio program.
Oh, it's tangy, isn't it? Nice to drop into a conversation sometime, you know. Chance is it. Do you mind if I use it?
Not at all.
Oh, well, I'm popping over to see my client, and I won't be long. Chance is the fool's name for... Oh, my, I've got to remember that. Oh. Mrs. Glossop, your correspondent is on his way here now. You understand, I presume?
Yes, Mr. Fitzgerald, I understand.
Of course, it wouldn't be technically correct for me to introduce you, so he'll present himself.
Oh, whatever will be the password? Well, how thrilling.
Yes, yes, I suppose we ought to have one. Wait, I know the very thing. Mrs. Glossop, he will say to you, chance is the fool's name for fate.
Chance is the fool's name for fate.
Right. And now we'll need a name. You should have a name. Your name will be Mrs. Green.
Oh, I just love green. So soothing, so restful. Mimi, do you think he'll approach us during dinner?
Uh-uh. Hortense, you can't remain with her. This is supposed to be a rendezvous. Two is company. Three is a... Well, three is just isn't a rendezvous. After all, we've got to have a flagrante delicto.
Egbert, not in the dining room. Come along, Mimi. I'm simply famished.
Begging your pardon. Can I help you, sir?
I don't think so, waiter. There's only one person in the world can help me.
We have crumpets, sir.
Is it serious?
Begging your pardon, sir. That's very whimsical.
What?
Whimsical, sir. Like Sir James Barry.
Don't you mean whimsical?
In a manner of speaking, sir, but begging your pardon, whimsical is much more whimsical than when... Oh, I say, sir. Is anything wrong?
That girl over there across the room, she's... See the one I mean?
Yes, sir. And I do believe she's seen you. Begging your pardon, sir, she's starting to run.
I knew you'd have to stop sometime. You really shouldn't run like this.
Why not?
It's bad for my health.
Well, what are you doing here?
What are you?
I'm down here with my aunt.
So am I, in a way, with my aunt Egbert.
Egbert?
A lawyer friend of mine. We're here on a case.
A case? I'll have to go now.
Why don't you stop running away from me? When two people are destined to come together, there's no use struggling.
You believe in that kind of destiny?
Of course I do. There's no such thing as chance. Chance is the fool's name for fate.
Chance is the fool's name for... You? You?
Me? Of course it is.
You're the man I've been waiting for.
I am?
Room 216 at midnight. You'll excuse me now.
She's expecting me.
No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of The Gay Divorcee, starring Spring Byington, Edward Everett Horton, Gloria DeHaven, and Frank Sinatra. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. One of our listeners writes to ask our sponsor a question, and I quote, "Lady Esther, I've noticed that my skin has been getting quite dry and rough lately. When I powder my face, it looks all flaky and sort of ruffled up. What can I do about it?" End of quote. And here is Lady Esther's answer.
Anyone's skin is likely to get dry and flaky from the wind or from cold or from sun. But that's something you can correct very easily if you want to. After all, the covered, sheltered skin of your shoulders doesn't get rough and flaky, does it? Yes, I know. You can't wear clothes on your face. But for your face, well, all you have to do is make my 30-second patch test. It's so simple. You just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one small part of your face, the roughest, flakiest part. Just rub it on and wipe it off. You'll see at once how much brighter, fresher, and clearer that patch of skin looks than all the skin around it. You'll feel with your fingertips how the dry, rough flakes are gone, how satin smooth that patch of skin has become. And you'll know you've found a truly beautifying face cream at last. For if Lady Esther face cream can make such a sparkling difference in one little part of your face, just think how it will make your whole face glow with radiant new freshness. Think how much gayer and more attractive you'll look instantly. This is so because Lady Esther face cream does the four things your skin needs most for beauty. It thoroughly cleans your skin, it softens your skin, it helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. So you can say goodbye to that rough, flaky, dry-looking skin of yours when you start using Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. And I ask you to let my 30-second patch test prove it.
Lady Esther presents the second act of The Gay Divorcee, starring Frank Sinatra, Gloria DeHaven, Spring Byington, and Edward Everett Horton. Remember, due to a misunderstanding, Mimi thinks Guy Holden is a professional correspondent who is going to help her get a divorce. Well, it's midnight now. Guy timidly approaches room 216 and is just about to enter when the door flings open and...
Oh,
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's all right, young man. I knew you were coming.
You did?
I'm Mimi's aunt.
Oh, is that her name, Mimi?
Yes, Mimi Glossop, though of course tonight she's green.
I feel a little pink myself.
Well, you might as well go in and get this over with, and then the poor girl can start a new life.
A new life?
Yeah, she's making a clean sweep of the old and you're the broom. Go ahead, Ian.
Mimi.
I'll be right out. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. That negligee is charming.
You ought to know. You've seen enough of them.
Well, a few, of course.
Of course.
But never one like that. Mimi, darling.
Stay where you are.
Huh?
You keep your distance and I'll keep mine. We're going through this in a dignified silence.
No conversation?
No conversation.
No,
Absolutely not.
Oh. Time on my hands, you in my arms.
Do you have to sing?
Well, it's helped a little in the past.
Time on my hands, you in my arms. Nothing but love in June. And if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare with someone you care for, one love affair for two. Time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you.
I must admit, it's not a bad voice. I suppose it does help you a lot in your profession.
Oh, I get along.
That's what I don't understand about you. How did you ever start such a career?
Oh, I was started by a well-known radio star.
Oh, it's disgusting. But I suppose some people will do anything for money.
Oh, it's not quite as bad as that. After all, I do give pleasure to thousands of women.
Thousands? It it's worse than I thought it was.
Listen, say, are you expecting someone?
Of course. Come in.
Excuse me. I am Tonetti. I am afraid to take foolish chances with.
What did you say?
It is the passwords, no? Mr. Eggerboil, tell me.
Oh, good heavens. Then you're the man.
Mimi, who is this guy?
Oh, there's been a dreadful mistake. This man was hired by Mr. Fitzgerald.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you Egbert's client?
Yes.
And this spaghetti eater has to stay all night until the detectives come?
Yes.
Well, it's okay with me, baby, but I want to tell you one thing. If that guy stays, this guy does too. Sort of nice out here on the balcony, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very nice.
What's Spaghetti doing in there?
Playing solitaire. He says he always does when he's on a job. You can hear the music from the casino, can't you? What's that they're playing?
It's the Continental. It's very popular.
How does it go?
Well, we should be dancing, but if you'll move over here a little closer. Beautiful music. Dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new.
It's very subtle, the Continental, because it does what you want it to do.
You kiss while you're dancing, the Continental. It's Continental.
You sing while you're dancing. The voice is gentle and sentimental. You know before the dance is through
that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. You'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the Continental all the time. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm.
That was nice. I liked it.
Did you?
You know, it's strange. In a way, you remind me of my favorite radio singer.
Really? Who?
Frank Sinatra.
Listen, Mimi, there's something I've simply got to tell you.
Excuse me, please. I think I'd better go to my room and go to sleep.
But what about me?
Oh, you can play solitaire with Mr. Spaghetti.
You mean he's really going to stay here all night?
That's the whole idea. If you stay, he stays too. Good night.
Hey, Spaghetti, wake up. Wake up, Spaghetti.
Please, the name is Tonetti.
Who's there?
It's the waiter, sir.
What do you want?
Breakfast, sir.
What should we do?
Give him his breakfast.
Clown. That's our breakfast. I just phoned for it. All right, waiter.
Where shall I serve it, madam?
Oh, anywhere. It doesn't matter. I just...
Here we are. Here we are, Mimi, bright and early.
Mr. Fitzgerald and Aunt Hortense.
Mimi, darling, he's here.
The detective?
No, no, I've pulled a supreme coup, a masterpiece. I have brought Mr. Glossop.
My husband?
Oh, there you are, my dear.
Oh, come in, Rupert. This is Mr. Tonetti. I must confess, he's my...
How are you, Tonetti? Glad to meet you, old man.
Why, Rupert, you seem so pleased. Aren't you even outraged?
I should say not. I can see through this fellow. He's one of those hard correspondents.
Look here, you can't do this to Mimi.
My dear fellow, I don't see that it concerns you. Waiter, I believe I'll have a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. I have an extra cup here, Mr. Brown.
Wait a minute. His name isn't Brown. It's Glossop.
Oh, no, sir. Begging your pardon, sir. I know Mr. Brown very well.
Now, look here, waiter.
I'm sure you remember me, Mr. Brown. I always serve you when you come here with your wife.
His wife? Waiter, does she look like me?
Oh, no, ma'am. She's brunette and very French.
Well, cut my hair and call me Buster Brown.
Rupert, I believe that will give me my divorce.
Excuse me, I've got to catch a train.
Well, it worked. Mimi, you'll be single again.
But not for long. Egbert, meet the future Mrs. Guy Holden.
Guy Holden? The singer?
Well, that's what I like to call it, darling. But from now on, I'll just be singing for you.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon, under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an awe, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day.
Thank you, Frank Sinatra, Gloria DeHaven, Spring Byington, and Edward Everett Horton for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. Now, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
If you want proof, quick, dramatic proof, that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream does something really special and exciting for the appearance of your skin, make my 30-second patch test. Because then you will know, you will see with your own eyes, you'll feel with your own fingers, how much softer and smoother your skin becomes. To make the patch test, choose one troublesome small section of your face, perhaps a roughened part of your forehead, your chin, or one cheek. Rub Lady Esther face cream on that particular section, then wipe it off, and see how much brighter, clearer, and fresher it looks than the rest of your face. Feel how much smoother and finer textured it's become to your touch. Well, that's what will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Think of the radiant difference there will be in your appearance. Now, one more hint. First use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, and then apply glamorous Lady Esther face powder to the smooth, new beauty of your skin. Your friends will say, you were never lovelier.
Good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.